So going back again to this whole thing, what Dolph is talking about analysis, it goes back again to the BI triangle. It always right. follows the same principles. When you analyze a piece of property, whether you analyze a business, whether you analyze a stock, it still goes back to the same thing. At the basis of it is you still have your team. You have your brokers, your escrow agents, your bankers.
That is true.
The product at the top of the triangle is the piece of real estate. It is all the things underneath that make it a good deal or a bad deal. And it's very simple to do. The point I want to make is the banks lend money on it. But the best part about it is it doesn't take you any money to start looking at property and start analyzing them. And in fact, when you find a good deal, people will find you with the money. So, Dolph, thank you very much. It's always enjoyable having you as my personal advisor, but you're also a tremendously great teacher. So thank you very much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you, Robin.
So that concludes the Learn It section. The best part about learning it in the B quadrant and the I quadrant is I never stop learning. And the more I learn, ironically or interestingly, the more money I make, the easier life becomes, and the more free time I have. In the next section, Sharon Lecter, my partner, as well as Diane Kennedy, my tax strategist, will be going through a very important section, and that's the do it section. Because when you do it, that's how you really learn it. So thank you for listening to this part, the learning section, and on to the do it section.